Chris Donnelly's blogger for Slugger O'Toole. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Stephen.
Where are we going here? Yeah, what's Steve, next?
I think it's really important that the media ask a number of questions when challenges like that. Why are these protests taking place in interface areas? Why did that protest take place right next to Short Strand? Why are protests in the north of the city taking place just below Holy Cross Chapel and just above the Ardoyne interface? There are reasons why these protests are taking place in these communities. It's about antagonizing the other lot. And then we have the scenario which happened last night, and that some of the protest leaders can argue defensively that they were provoked. So, you know, there's a sectarian edge to this, which is explicit at times, but which is more implicit at other times. But the discussion that took place between Mike Nesbitt and Jamie Bryson on your show this morning, I think, was fascinating, because it actually reveals the real source of the problem, which is that to too many people in this society, and unfortunately that includes both unionist political leaders, the people are the Protestant Unionist Loyalist community. That's who the people are. And constantly you would have heard reference from Mike Nesbitt and Jamie Bryson to what the people want. Well, I've got news for the leadership of both the UPV and the Unionist political parties. The people, according to the census, are 48% Protestant, 45% Catholic. We as a society are now less ethnically monoethnic than we have ever been. We have political perspectives that don't necessarily translate in the old style, the Catholic Nationalist Republican or Protestant Unionist Loyalist. We have ethnic minority communities larger than there has ever been in this society. And therefore, to continuously go on about what the people want and extrapolate as the people, just the Protestant Unionist Loyalist community, is dangerous, because it signifies, you know, a reluctance to move away from a narrow vision, okay, which comes back from the, you know, the era where Stormont was basically one party rule, and what just one section of the community wanted, was what mattered.